Lamento doesn't go because we will be here all night if I play all the pieces that are written there. So I decided to play the Nocturno.
Thank you.
It can be with the delay or with tape. So I pre-recorded one version, and so I'm doing the tape and me are doing exactly the same thing, but with a difference of time.
Thank you. Of Reagan, one of the legacies he left us is that we have to announce that our own work is for sale at the door, so we do have recordings. And then we'll be back for the second half. Thanks. The first of my pieces, Re-Illuminations, is an improvisation inspired by a phrase I heard on a record of African witchcraft music played on an instrument called a bongo horn. It's a very strange, odd sort of combination between a wooden, it's sort of like an oboe with a trombone mouthpiece on it, is the best way you could sort of describe the bongo horn. And anyway, you know, in these ethnomusicological records, you only get these tiny little fragments. It's very frustrating, I mean, because you only get a sample of what the whole thing was about. But this little phrase just kept reverberating through my mind again and again over the years. And eventually inspired all this development that took place on it. Thank you. This instrument is an unusual piccolo. It's in the key of A flat, which is quite rare. 18 of these things were made in the year 1918 by some numerological freak, and who had money, obviously, if you ordered 18. Now, they were ordered by a Shriners flute band in Boston. An organization that had no idea of how funny it was at the time. And they were ordered from the Haynes Company in Boston. And at Haynes, they have a picture of the Shriners Flute Band. And it's a huge organization. They're like, well over 100 flutists. And they're all, with the fezes and these fancy jackets. And it's like everybody in Boston who played the flute and needed a gig obviously did time. In the Shriners band, the most amazing thing about this particular photo is that you really don't have to know who's in it, and it's one of these panoramic things where there are three big photos pasted together, and immediately when you look at it, you go, who's that? And in the A-flat piccolo section, one in 18 chance he was holding this one, was someone who went on to become a very famous flute maker, Vern Powell, for those who know about flutes. However, the reason that you look at the photo and go, who's that, is because glaring out through his little round glasses are these eyes, like sending the message forever that this gig really did bite it. And it's an amazing Amazing thing. So, now, I found this particular piccolo in the estate of my first teacher, who was a piccolo specialist, and fell in love with it. And since I know nothing about the music of the Shriners, I thought I would keep it that way and just make up my own thing. This piece is not Heart of Flight, that's a typo, it's called Heart of Light.
Thank you.
my musical heroes is just a hint of in my playing is Jimi Hendrix. And Hendrix has a famous blues called Red House. And in the great spirit of complementary colors, I'd like to play Green House.
Thank you.
Recombinant landscapes, all these ideas kind of go together and keep recombining in different ways. And the plan was for all of these elements to keep creating new things out of each other. Just like all the other recombinant stuff is supposed to do, right? So.
Thank you. Thank you.